Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
This is Old School, brought to you by The Mercado, as you see on stream, brought to you by Starter Heyman Jewelers, Facebook and YouTube, as well as Aloe Channel 961. We got the host of Old School, Jay Foreman, here on our Aloe Fiber VIP line, Aloe, where they understand the importance of exceptional service with local heart. Jay, you're on the road. That gives you plenty of time to think. What's on your mind today?
Well, it's always football on my mind, Austin. You know what's kind of funny is that with things changing, I don't know if you were able to watch it, but I watched the Hard Knocks. It's New York Giants is, and I played for him for a half a season. The owner comes in, and I don't know if you got to see it, when Saquon decided to sign with Philly and gave that GM a look like, yeah, you got about a 4-year contract, but you got about 4 weeks before I think about firing you. And I think it's really good because it shows the other side. The players are always at the beck and call of the owners and the team and the executive. Free agency, which is a very short time in the NFL calendar, shows you that the players have some sort of concrete and foundation. You got to think, Saquon was the first running back to kind of fall on the sword and sign when there was anti-pay running backs last offseason. He's always been a good representation for the franchise. It was a little disheartening where they just said, oh, he had 900 carries at Penn State. He did not. He's only missed 1 year, or had one injury-plagued year. He's the face of the New York Giants, and they just, at 27 years old, a guy that's in his prime is still explosive, was their only viable offensive threat last year. And then the funny thing about it, Austin, I don't know if you saw it, and it's been all over Twitter, is they were, like, upset at the money that he got. And he had more, and then he didn't even take the most money because he went to Philly, because he wants to shove it in your face that you didn't even probably pay him, and he was going to give you a hometown discount.
It's the fact that he didn't take that much more money that tells me Saquon was standing on business on principle, right? All he wanted was a fair offer from the Giant. He wasn't being greedy. He wasn't being selfish. I don't even think he was looking at Daniel Jones. I mean, I'm sure it was down the list. Like, you paid this guy $40 million and you won't give me, 14, 15, 16. And I'm sure that was down the list of considerations, but it wasn't number one. He just wanted the respect. And Jay, we see this all the time with guys in the NFL and the NBA, even Major League Baseball to some degree, they know the team's financial situation if their agent's doing a good job. They know what's on the table, what's realistic, and what's possible. So more often than not, at least from the outside looking in, it feels like if you treat your guy with respect, you say, this is the best we can do, here's the situation, we appreciate you, we are giving you what we can, we'll do what we can to make it up with to you in marketing and sponsorships and promotion, whatever else, but this is what we feel comfortable offering. I feel like the majority of NFL players can understand that. Might not like it, might not love it. Some are going to go, you know, chase the bigger bag, where, and that's their sign of respect, and that's all fine and well. But Saquon didn't get that much more from the Eagles than he did from the Giants. But the fact that the Eagles offered him more than the Giants, I think, meant everything to Saquon.
It was standing on business. It's the principle. It's the disrespect. Let's go even back to like an episode or two before where they were talking about him, and they were like, oh, if it's above like 12.1, we're out. Then you call them up and say, listen, we're not going to offer you a contract. We're going to let you go out and get a deal, and then you do us a favor, and you come back, and we'll let you know if we can match it. Why would you even say that to Saquon? I mean, that's like, you know, giving somebody a hall pass, or I don't know, whatever the analogy would be. It's the dumbest thing you could do to one of the best running backs in the league that is your offense. He makes your $40 million quarterback actually look like a $41 million quarterback at times, and more times than not, as you've seen in the playoffs. And then you went out and you played Brian Burns. The salary cap is 15% more than you originally projected, and you weren't able to get any other big-time free agents. Yes, you have to pay Dexter Lawrence and all that, but that's already, you know, in the kind of future plan. And the funny thing about it is that they were haggling over it, and it was probably about $1.5 million per year, and you know, annual per year. And you know, these contracts, if Saquon and Philly don't do well, he's only going to be there for 2 years. So let's just say it's the same thing with the Giants, right? For 2 years, you would make that back tenfold, right? Mm-hmm. But not only what you would get with Saquon off the field, but who else you would be able to attract next year to come and play there, because you took care of a player that's well-respected in that Giants locker room, let alone throughout the league. I think it's a catastrophic mistake. I think it's a catastrophic mistake for the head coach. I think it's a catastrophic mistake for Daniel Jones. You don't have a run threat that makes anybody even take a 15-minute cat nap, let alone lose some sleep, you know, the night before the game. Now you're up here trying to have your whole offense depending on a rookie receiver with a quarterback that's coming off an injury and a shaky offensive line at best, and a tight end that you originally accounted for, if you look at episode one, that was on the team and had a, I don't know what you type of what you would call it, a retirement announcement. You know, obviously had some, you know, obviously personal issues going on, but somebody that you depended on, that you didn't go out and tap free agency because you thought he was going to come back and play. That offense is going to be atrocious, and that decision is going to be a big part of it.
Oh, and guess what, Jay? They don't have their longtime NFL defensive coordinator in town either, so the defense is going to be atrocious.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wink Martindale, who is widely respected throughout the whole, you know, NFL, a ton of years with the Baltimore Ravens, came there to really.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Commit himself as one of the better defensive coordinators in the NFL and took that Giants defense to being more than respectable. Just, Austin, just imagine this. I don't know what he was getting paid. He just said, you know what, I don't like Brian Daboll and the way you're doing stuff. I just quit. I'm out. They actually, like, the players popped up their stuff in the U-Haul. He's like, I'm right here with you. And they lost free agents because of that as well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think was it McKinley that needed to get paid and that was up? He mentioned that in his few tweets and saw the disrespect. Here's the thing about a defensive coordinator at the and you see this in college too. Because you see guys really believe in Tony White and I had Coach McBride and then Bill Pelini and staff and all that stuff, right? When you play defense against these type of offenses, you band together and this guy will go to bat for you because he knows as a true defensive coordinator cares about his players. But I know Wink Martindale does. Knows how hard it is to play some of the schemes and coverages and situations that he puts you in. So those players know it. That's why you see them, whether it's through social media or interviews, they will ride for him to death do his part because they know they can trust him. And once he leaves, Saquon leaves, the trust leaves. Now, I think the new coordinator they're bringing in is pretty dang good, right? He's coming from the Tennessee Titans and Vrabel. I think he'll do some things that are a little bit more conservative, lean on the, you know, the four guys up front. But Wink Martindale being gone is not a loss that you can just gloss over and try to act like it's just, oh, this is just NFL business. No, the way you leave, how he leaves, whether he's forced out, highly recommended to leave, or just straight up fired, affects your team throughout the mini camps, the training camps, and sometimes into the season.
Jay, I like that Hard Knocks is following the Giants right now, because I think it's pointing out to their fans and the rest of the country that the playoff run they had a couple years ago, I mean, just making to the playoffs, is looking like a fluke. We're seeing behind the curtain where we see the door cracked open, and it makes me think the Giants thought that what they were doing was sustainable. I don't put it all on Shane, the GM. I don't put it all on Daboll. There's no one scapegoat, but you can see how through our conversation here and through watching the show, a lot of little missteps, a lot of little mistakes have put more and more cracks in the foundation. I don't think the Giants are a stable organization right now, and you can tell by the product on the field.
Look, Mr. Mara came down there. I don't know if you remember, Austin, after the Giants made the playoffs, and, you know, I thought up close and personal, they went up to Minnesota and, you know, matriculated on Minnesota on a third down, and you know, the Hall of Fame safety, you know, didn't come down into the box and make the tackle. But Mr. Mayor, after, you know, Daboll and all them did the whole, like, media thing, and they were the darlings, and the Giants are back and all that, he came out quick in the paper and said, look, don't be a one-hit wonder.
Mm.
He said it. Because, you know what? He was probably happy because, you know, you're ahead of schedule, but he's been around this NFL game. He knows you can get up and get lucky and get in the playoffs one year, but are you equipped to be sustainable? Now, the injuries and the situation, and obviously I think the emergence of Dallas and Philly in the East didn't play well, you know, bode well for them. But also, Saquon holding out, all these things, he could foresee it. And it seems like, Austin, they had a laundry list of things they needed to do. Address the offensive line, right? Make sure Wink Martindale is happy. Continue to get explosive on the outside. Rondell Robinson gets hurt after he had a pretty good rookie year. Shepard got hurt. Was like, I don't even know if he got on the field. You lose out on, you didn't bring back OBJ when that was the, I thought, well, what everybody thought was going to be, you know, OBJ 2.0, a more mature, team ready, come in and help guys learn. Then he ends up going to Baltimore, and they were haggling over $500,000 between the New York offer. New York was under $500,000 versus what Baltimore got him and gave him last year. All those things start to show up in these shows. That's the great thing about the show. And if I was a GM, that's not what I would want to have out there. Even to the point that when you're down at the Senior Bowl, and my man Slick Dan Morgan was like, well, you can have Burns for 2-1. He knew Shane personally. He knew that would perk his interest, and he knew what they needed and pimped him out of a first-round pick and some other ones and almost was going to get a seventh-round pick out of him. So the whole thing is Hard Knocks is great. They do it, and I hope they do it, you know, in other sports like the NBA and maybe baseball. You know, the soccer one and the F1 series is great. But ultimately, a storied franchise. We talk about Blue Bloods all the time, Austin, and basketball and football at the college level, both men and women. The Giants are a Blue Blood franchise. Mm. They are New York's team. In my opinion, that's New York's team. They're always been first class from the, you know, Sam Huff back in the day. Like, Fran Tarkenton played for him back in the day. All the way to, you know, Bill Parcells and the Giants and Belichick and Lawrence Taylor and all those. And then you have Tom Coughlin and all those, you know, I mean, Michael, iconic players, iconic team. And right now they are on the struggle bus, struggling mightily.
We'll go to break here, Jay, and we'll just have a short segment. So we'll let you get back to your drive. I can take things from here. I'd say see you Monday, but you'll be on the road to Indy. So we will talk to you from Indy next week.
Yeah, I'll be checking in all day long. And, you know, we'll be active on the social media. But, yeah, man, I appreciate it. I'm heading up north right now. And so I'll head to Indy from there, man. So I'll holler at you next week.
Perfect. There he is, Jay Foreman, Husker Hall of Famer, on our VIP line brought to you by Aloe Fiber. Aloe, where they understand the importance of exceptional service with local heart. We'll put a bow on hour one of Old School. Jay recorded some things. We'll see if you want to listen to those Husker football related, including a conversation with a Hall of Famer. See if we'll play those for you in hour two. Otherwise, it's me, stuck with me for an hour. But corner three, 6 to 7, your look at college basketball. Tonight's topic at 6 o'clock will be the best Nebraska men's basketball players by each decade. This was an undertaking. I had some help researching this, so that's coming your way at 6 o'clock. First on the radio, Royals pregame at 6:30, so we will move to the stream at that point. But thanks to Jay for chiming in from the road. Thanks to Aloe Fiber for sponsoring our VIP line, Aloe, where they understand the importance of exceptional service with local heart. Wrapping up hour one of Old School, next.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.